Over there is two, and another side is one.
Who have Ebola?
Yes.
So I presume we can't go too close for our safety.
No, we don't go
safety.
Too close because we don't go.
We've come to Kigbal village, about 3.5 hours' drive out of Freetown. It's a cluster of huts by the side of the road, and it seems to be the epicenter of a very serious Ebola outbreak.
And in this house, you've got people who are sick.
That's why I don't allow you to go there because it's not safe.
No, we understand.
I'm walking along the road now, and I'm being shown two women lying under a tree. Both, we're told, have the Ebola virus, and next door there's another woman. She too is suffering, and our husband's trying to look after her.
What is your name, sir?
Yes, I'm one. Momo Sisi.
And this is your wife behind you, and she's sick.
We're just standing about 4 yards away from him for our own safety.
Sir, could you ask your wife what do you think will happen to you?
The husband is asking the wife that if they don't heal you, what will happen to you? And the lady said she's going to die.
We've been told that dozens of bodies have been collected. All these houses now are empty, and all their occupants, the bodies were just lying on the path here. They were picked up only yesterday. The man showing me round here is the paramount chief for the district, Alimani Bayimaro Lamini II.
Been calling, attending meetings of WFP and WHO, and I haven't got any help yet.
Nothing at all?
Nothing at all. They said, hold on, we are coming to your rescue, you know, but I haven't seen anyone yet.
Then we cross the road. There's a large cluster of children standing together. Two or three of them look feverish. It seems they've all chosen this side of the road as a means of protecting themselves from the virus.
Could you do me a favour? Could you ask the children to raise their hands if they've been orphaned?
Well, in the crowd of children, some very small in front of me, every one of them has put their hands up. There must be 25, 30 children. One of them is Ibrahim Kamar. He's 11 years old. He's looking, frankly, a little feverish, but he and the chief insist he's okay.
Mama don't die.
He says his mother has died, and his father, Hamidou, is in the nearby hospital, and he doesn't know what's happened to him.
I'm sorry. And do you know you must not touch people with Ebola? Do you know the rules?
I'm not for drug, nobody.
What little help there has been here has been focused on the dead, removing the bodies, rather than on the living. There's no quarantine system in place, but we do hear of a few children who've been moved down the road.
So this is
Zainab, the mother.
Zainab and
Kamara and Al Hussein.
And they've been brought here because they're showing some symptoms of fever, and they're obviously concerned in the village that they might have Ebola. There's no space in the local hospital. In fact, there is no treatment centre in this district at all. So they've come here where they're just being kept slightly away from the rest of the village. How are you? Are you okay? His head's aching. I'm sorry.
The mother and child have just walked back, the boy looking very unsteady as they headed back to their little building where the other seven children are, and of course the possibly infected boy sitting down next to the other children. A snapshot there then of one small corner of Sierra Leone that for now seems to be losing its battle against Ebola.